Okay.
I can see the little toy.
Oh, what? Qué fuerte. You wanna see it? Hello, welcome. Good morning. My name is Darine, and I'm from Mexico. I'm actually in Mexico right now, and so you might hear some jungle sounds as the morning starts to get brighter and brighter. I'm really happy to be here with you. We are about to start 5 days of inner exploration, and I feel really grateful that we can do this during these hard times, and that we can have the support and the technology, and that we can find the Dharma and the support of the Sangha during these times. I have to say that this is different. It's very interesting, and let's see how it goes. Okay, so please just go ahead and take a sitting posture. And go ahead and close your eyes. Just take a few moments to Perhaps find a posture that is alert, but it also is relaxed. See if you can just start to being aware of sounds. Just being receptive, just receiving sounds as they appear. Nothing to do, just receiving the vibration of sound, the texture. Perhaps if there is some thinking happening, just notice the thinking. There's nothing to do. You don't have to get into the story of thinking. The content, just notice it. You can even make a little soft, really soft mental note as thinking. Just go back to receiving sounds. The same with emotions, if there is nervousness or joy or fear, excitement, just go ahead and notice that. Notice the sensations in the body. Again, you can make a mental note, but really keep feeling, connecting to the sensations as they're happening in the body. And as we are cultivating this relationship with our anchor, this moment is hearing, just see if you can, if there is something predominant happening, we just notice that. We don't need to push it away or get attached to it, we just watch it. And we can choose to go back to our anchor. And relax. It's important at times to just check like the quality of your mind, the quality of attention. Is it there is a curiosity about our experience? Are we being friendly with what is arising? Do you want to get something out of it? Just see if you can stay with the sounds as they are appearing, and watching them disappear. See if mindfulness can be with the beginning and all the way to the end. Sometimes it's helpful to recognize that there are some unpleasant sounds, pleasant sounds, or neutral sounds. And just by acknowledging, just notice the feeling tone, just notice unpleasant, pleasant, neutral. So I'm about to ring the bell and see if you can just stay with the sound of the bell from the beginning, the middle, and the end. We are really aware that everybody is going to hold the retreat schedule in different ways. But we will, for some of you that are being supported by your household and our friends or family, or you have a lot of solitude, we're really encouraging you to keep the schedule as we post it. And if you can't, it's a great opportunity to integrate in our daily life what we're doing here. And I just love the idea that our home has become our retreat center. And this is a really, to me, it's a big blessing that this is happening. You'll receive more through instructions from Jesse and Michelle later in the day, and we just want to give you a little just basic walking meditation instructions. And so if you can just come to a standing position. You don't need to a big space. We'll just do a few steps for you to get a sense of what we're doing. We're basically doing the same that we're doing sitting. Of course, the conditions change as we walk and move. But it's the same practice. We anchor. We notice the sensations in our body as we walk. And I'll guide you a little bit through. Just keep feeling the sensations in the body as you walk. Know that you're walking. If you're taking long walks, play with it. You can just feel your body moving through space if you're taking long walks, fast walks. But the main thing is that you stay connected to your body. Not thinking about walking, but really feeling from within the body the experience of walking. Walking is just a concept. So how does it feel walking? Like really stay on the sensations. And it can be depending on the speed of the walk. It can be very, very, very slow. And so just play with it. Perhaps if it's really slow, you're choosing the bottom of the feet as your anchor, as your as the place where you're paying attention to mostly. But it gets really fun, and you can just pay attention to the knees. You can pay attention to the hips as they move. I really love walking. And it's a great balance for for sitting. So I know some of us, like, sometimes we don't like to sit because to walk because we're getting really deep in sitting, but it's really, really a great balance for the mind. And just watch your preferences and be open. So as you're standing, just go ahead and feel your body standing. Feel the weight at the bottom of your feet. And just go ahead and shift your weight to the right foot. Following the sensations. Heaviness. Heat. Whatever is your experience. Now just shift your weight to your left foot. And it feels almost like you're pouring sand from one leg to another. Just watch the weight, the sensations. And when you're ready, start very, very, very slowly, like lifting your right foot up, just following the sensations as you're lifting up and moving and placing. And just stop again. And if you're ready, you can start peeling off the left foot really slow. See if you can follow the movement, moving, placing. And just, you can just put your other feet and go back to sitting or stay standing up. Life is really waking up here in Mexico. So you can just do this, find perhaps a 20 feet long and just go back and forth. And with this very slow speed or medium, a little bit faster, or it can be faster, or take long walks, as I said before. So just explore and see what happens. Jesse and Michelle will support your practice and give you instructions later. We have a little bit more time. So if you want, I think we're sitting, or I lost track, but if you have just a few minutes, you can practice standing, actually. That will be a really good time to do it. Also, when you're walking back and forth, it's take your time, and when you stop, like we're doing right now, we just notice standing, turn, stay with the turning of the body, stop, take your time, and start walking again. And this is very important. If you notice that you are walking and you're thinking a lot, it's just better to stop. Stop. Stand still, come back to your body, anchor at the bottom of your feet, or feeling the weight, anchor through sensations in the body, and start walking again. It's better that we stop, that we walk and think. We're trying to cultivate awareness while we're walking. So take your time and remember, like, this is an exploration. Have fun. It is our first day, and be gentle, be patient, have humor, like Michelle always says. And good luck. So you can just stay standing, or find a path to walk, or sit. We're gonna be ending very soon. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.